We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome back Amy MacDonald to play the game, looking lovely amongst these three awful men. And once again, I'm going to ask them to try and speak, if they can, for 60 seconds on some unlikely subject that I will give them, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject in any way at all. If one of their opponents thinks they're guilty of doing this, they may challenge and they will gain points or give points away according to whether I uphold their challenge. Let us begin with Kenneth Williams. I'm sure you've got a lot to say about
yourself. Oh, I'm raring to go, yeah. Good.
Well, can you go on Oliver Cromwell?
Oliver Cromwell?
Yes, that is the subject, Kenneth. Oliver Cromwell, 60 seconds, starting now.
He was a disgusting old man and, of course, a regicide and was wont to use such expressions as I do beseech thee from my bowels, which, of course, is quite unnecessary, and put to the sword women and children over 5,000 at Armagh, was responsible for the desecration of some of the loveliest of our ecclesiastical buildings and had the doubtful honour of having his body disinterred.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation, sorry.
I don't think he hesitated, and you did say deviation first. So all that happens is I don't agree with the challenge. Kenneth gains a point, and he goes on with Oliver Cromwell for 32 seconds, starting now.
And they dug him up and hung him at Tyburn, and quite right, too. That's what I say. Not very often we've had his kind in this country. He called himself Lord Protector, and, of course, he was just adding what they nowadays would describe.
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree with the hesitation there. Emmett, you take over the subject. There are 17 seconds left for Oliver Cromwell, starting now.
If I had served my God with half the zeal with which I served my king, he would not...
Kenneth Williams, you challenge. Why?
Because this isn't, these are not the words of Oliver Cromwell at all.
I agree.
I didn't say they were.
I know you haven't said they were... But the thing is, you have said it, and the subject is Oliver Cromwell, so we can only assume that you're referring to Oliver Cromwell. So in the circumstances, I have to give Kenneth Williams another point and say there are 10 seconds left for Oliver Cromwell, starting now.
Yes, you could describe it as a military government. It was largely financed by a man called Sir John Hampden, who was his sidekick, another evil man, of course. Absolute regicides, all of them.
Well, as Kenneth Williams was speaking when the whistle went, and that tells us that 60 seconds is up, he gets an extra point. And it means at the end of the first round, he has a commanding lead of 3 over Clement Freud's 1, and the others have yet to score. It is obvious that Kenneth's knowledge of history puts him into this position. All right, let's continue with the show. Amy MacDonald, will you begin the second round? My favourite springtime activity. Can you talk in front of these three fellows here about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, every morning I allot myself 10 minutes for exercises.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Well, deviation, because if it's every morning, it can't be springtime.
That is an extraordinarily clever challenge. I will give you a bonus point for cleverness, but as Amy does not play the game as often as you, I will leave the subject with her and tell her there are 49 seconds left for my favourite springtime activity, starting now.
So, I think the best way to exercise, you see, is to spring up and down. So I bought myself a trampoline, and I get my trampoline out every morning, and
Derek,
I get...
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Regrettably, repetition of trampoline.
Me.
Yes, she did repeat her trampoline more than once, alas. So, Derek, I agree you take a point this time and the subject over. 41 seconds left. My favourite springtime activity starting now.
My favourite springtime activity is Amy MacDonald. Nothing I can imagine more beautiful on an April morning than to stroll through Regent Park holding her close to me for a little occasional activity besides...
Clement Freud, why?
Deviation.
Why?
You can't stroll holding someone close. You can stagger.
You've never seen Derek Nimmo at his best, obviously. I will give you a bonus point for cleverness, Clement, but leave the subject with Derek, because we don't know how he manages to get through Regent's Park, with this particular activity. 28 seconds left, Derek, to continue, starting now.
I said to Amy, would you mind
Dick Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition. He's already said Amy.
Yes.
That is the subject on the card.
It's the subject on your card. You're quite right. Clement Freud, you have another point, and you have 23 seconds left for my favorite springtime activity starting now.
My favorite springtime activity is Kenneth Williams. There's no better time of year.
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Deviation.
The audience entirely agrees.
You've hurt him.
You've hurt me. You've wounded me, Nicholas. That's very wounding.
It wasn't. It was the audience.
Oh, that's wounding, isn't it?
I don't know what you and Kenneth do in the springtime, but it sounds utterly devious. And I think this moral-minded audience considers devious, so I can only give Derek a point and say there are 15 seconds left for the subject, Derek, beginning now.
And I quote to her those wonderful words of that marvellous man, Oliver Cromwell. He said,
Amy MacDonald, you've challenged.
Deviation is talking about Oliver Cromwell again.
Well, he was actually quoting the words.
Amy MacDonald, who is my favourite springtime.
You see? Activity. And he's only quoting here, Amy, so it's a very Oliver clever try, but alas, it means that Derek has another point and 10 seconds left to continue with his favourite springtime activity starting now.
Who said, no man goes so high as he who knows not where he's going, which always proves the extreme modesty of the man. And I...
Kenneth Williams, why have you
I can't let that pass. I mean, he's attributing modesty to Oliver Cromwell. That's deviation. The man was a conceited old faggot.
A history can only report these things, and your interpretation of Cromwell is one. Others may have another. I will put this one to the audience to decide whether they agree on your judgment of Oliver Cromwell. If you agree with Kenneth Williams' judgment on Cromwell, cheer. If you disagree, boo, and do it together now.
Yes, I think the cheers have it.
Kenneth Williams gets a point and the subject of my favourite springtime activity. 3 seconds left, starting now.
Running barefoot through the grass, smelling the dew in the morning.
As Kenneth Williams is speaking once again, when the whistle went, he gains that extra point and he still keeps the lead. One in front of Derek Nimmo, who is one in front of Clement Freud. Derek, will you be in the next round? The subject is good plots. Will you speak for just a minute on that, starting now?
Good plots are not necessarily good because they're successful. I mean, an arch-monarchist like Kenneth Williams, for instance, might think the deeds of Charles I wholly admirable when, spurred on by that awful wife of his, Henrietta Maria, he went down to the House of Commons to arrest his 5 arch-enemies, Hampden Hollis, Pym, Hampton, and that awful man Strode. But there had been a counterplot against them, and this had been from a lady in the Queen's bedchamber who had warned them to fly, and guarded by the men of the City of London, they disappeared. Well, this is what a man like Kenneth Williams would consider to be a good plot.
Clement Freud, you challenge. Why?
Repetition of Kenneth Williams.
Yes. There was a repetition, and though we all feel we can't have too much of Kenneth Williams in just a minute, you can, and you have 25 seconds left for good plots, starting now.
Gabriella Isabel, Archduchess of the Austro-Romanian Empire, padded silently along the third floor of the palace towards the bedchamber.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Well, he's not talking about good plots.
Well, I think from the way he was talking, this was a very good historical plot. It's only very sinister, and although it wasn't firmly established, it was working up to...
Working up to it, he was, you could tell, yes. I was throbbing in empathy.
I think you better keep quiet about your springtime activity.
Sorry, dear. Sorry, Nicholas, dear.
Look, you don't call me dear and Clement Freud as well.
No, sorry.
That's right. Clement Freud has another point, and there are 13 seconds left for good plots, starting now.
Opening the door of Prince Francis' bedchamber, she took...
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Repetition of bedchamber.
Yes, you did say bedchamber. There are 9 seconds. Derek Nimmo, good plots, starting now.
Some of the best plots are to be found in the cemetery called Forest Lawn in California. They are very expensive, but if you enroll for one...
Clement Freud...
Hesitation.
Hesitation. There are 3 seconds left for good plots, Clement, starting now.
Take this, you swine, she said.
At the end of that round, Clement was speaking when the whistle went, so he now has a small lead of 2 over the others. Kenneth, will you begin the next round for us? The subject is the ballet. Will you... talk on that without demonstrating, we hope, for 60 seconds starting now.
This is where you get your entrechat, meaning, of course, your opening chat, and, of course, your balletto
mains.
Amy,
why have you challenged?
Lies. Well, deviation.
Deviation why?
But entrechat doesn't mean opening chat.
Of course it doesn't mean opening chat. You're quite right. As a dancer, we must bow to you on this, Amy. So I give you the subject. 52 seconds left for the ballet, starting now.
Well, the ballet is a beautiful thing, and I love to go and watch it, actually. I sit there, getting quite entranced by the whole thing, and carrying myself off into the distance, thinking about...
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviate.
Why?
Carrying yourself off into the distance.
That's impossible, isn't it?
How do you?
Yes, she sits there talking a load of rubbish.
Yes, well, as you cannot physically carry yourself off into the distance, it is a devious thought. I give Clement a bonus point for a clever challenge. Leave the subject with Amy.
Yes,
37 seconds left for the ballet, starting now.
And I watch people flitting across the stage with effortless grace. The only thing it does do to me, which isn't really very adorable...
Kenneth, why have you challenged?
Deviation. We're not discussing what it does to her, because the subject is ballet.
Well, she's still talking
about the ballet,
and she's describing this particular...
She's already said she carried herself off. We've had all her emotions on the subject. We all know she...
It has such a... The ballet has such an impact on her that obviously there's more than one
she's
emotion.
She's a deviator, and you know it. Why don't you come out in the open and admit it?
I'm not going to admit my personal relations with Amy McDonald on this program. No, I think she's still on the subject of the ballet, and she has 26 seconds for it, starting now.
The only thing it does do is make me cry, and this I find really not very lovely, because I make an awful lot of noise when I cry.
Clement, why have you challenged?
We're still on personal reaction. We're not the ballet at all.
No, but she's also said...
I'm watching the ballet. This is all happening when I'm watching it, you see.
Oh, it's ludicrous. I mean, you could say that about any subject.
I know you can take any subject and treat it exactly the way, same way that Amy is doing it. You could have had her for crying. She said cry twice.
Yes, but... that's what I meant. Do you remember? Yes, repetition.
Amy McDonald has another point, and there are 17 seconds left for the ballet, Amy, starting now.
My favourite ballerina was Yulanova. I saw her dance Giselle when I was very, very young. And it
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition. Very, very.
Yes, very, very young, yes. Yes.
I think it's very ungallant.
Terribly
ungallant,
but typical.
If you want to stress something, as we haven't usually had this...
Not unexpected.
She was not only very young, she was very, very young,
yes,
which describes a different state of youth.
Rubbish, it's still repetition. What are you talking about?
Amy McDonald is so young-looking, she would have to say very, very to establish how young she
is. It's obvious you're in cahoots with her. Easy. The knees. How did she get on the show in the first place?
She danced her way on, didn't you?
No! Oh, I'm learning.
Amy, 9 seconds left for the ballet, starting now.
The part that sticks in my mind particularly...
Hesitation.
Yes, this time
hesitation.
I must agree.
No!
Yes. Oh.
I must say, in giving this decision, I gave the benefit of the doubt to Amy last time because I haven't usually upheld a very, very before. But this time I think there was hesitation, so to be quite fair, I give it to Clement Freud. Another point, 8 seconds left for the ballet, Clement, starting now.
When I was only fairly young, I went to see Coppelia at Covent Garden, and a more beautiful creation I have yet to encounter. The fairies...
Well, as Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, then he gets that extra point. And it means now that he is exactly equal alongside Derek Nimmo. And Amy McDonald has scored quite a few points. She's danced her way up from the back alongside Kenneth Williams into second place. Amy, your turn to begin. We're going to hear your voice again, Amy. How lovely. Can you dance this one for us too? The subject is What Thrills Me. 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, lots of things thrill me, actually.
That was very gallant.
That was very gallant, that was, wasn't it? Yes, he's a gent, he is, isn't he? Oh, great gent.
Will you keep quiet? Derek Nimmo, you got in there first. What?
Hesitation, yes, I'm ashamed to say.
Hesitation, it was complete dryer. Well, Amy, I'm fascinated to know what the biggest of all must be, because it completely stopped you in your tracks. 55 seconds left, Derek, for what thrills me starting now?
One of the things that rarely thrill me is being on a programme like this with such exciting people like Kenneth Williams, who's always good for a giggle, and the old Clement Freud over there, and there Ian Messon, who never says a word, but stands there holding his watch and blowing his whistle, and dear Nicholas Parsons, that wonderful example of clean-limbed English middle-aged youth. But of course, the most exciting thing of all is the lovely, the beautiful, the absolutely magnificent Amy MacDonald, who sits beside me covered in jewels with blonde hair, looking like Aphrodite rising from the sea off the coast of Paphos in Cyprus. I feel like a fisherman watching this wondrous nymph rising into the air, and I think, oh my God!
An extraordinary, well-deserved 2 points.
And, flattery gets you somewhere.
One for when the whistle went, and none of us dared have challenged him when he was paying such nice and rude compliments to us all. Derek, I'm going to ask you to continue talking, because it's your turn to go again. The subject is turning turtle. 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, I turned turtle only once, and it was the most alarming experience. The first thing I knew about it was when a piece of hard skin appeared on the small of my back. I first thought it was a wart, but I went along to my doctor. By this time, it had grown to the size of a large toadstool. The surgeon said, "You are turning into a turtle." I said, "I'm very..."
Amy MacDonald, why have you challenged?
Because nobody would tell him he was turning into a turtle.
I quite agree.
Ridiculous.
He could not possibly turn into a turtle. So, Amy, you have 37 seconds for turning turtle, starting now.
I was walking through my garden one day. The trees were all in bloom and the birds were singing. And
Derek Nimmer, why have you turned?
The deviation has not got to do anything with anything.
I haven't got to the turtle yet.
I can believe she could turn turtle walking through a garden with the trees all in bloom. Amy, you have another point. 31 seconds left for turning turtle, starting now.
As I was looking at my feet and kicking my way along the paths, I suddenly came across a very strange object. Whereupon I looked at this thing and thought to myself, "Oh, a turtle," I thought.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Deviation, if she knew it was a turtle, it wasn't strange. Two.
It was obviously very strange for Amy to see a turtle in her garden. I don't think she finds turtles in her garden regularly, and so I believe that it was a strange experience for her, and so she has 16 seconds for turning turtle, starting now.
I only thought it was a turtle.
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Well, you see, repetition of turtle. We've had too many turtles.
We've had
now
too many turtles, yes. So, Derek, you have 13 seconds for turning turtle, starting now.
Out in Chichester Harbour, I sailed in my little dinghy. It's called a heron. And there, the most extraordinary thing happened to me. A wind blew up, a 5-7 gale, and over I went into the slush.
Amy, why have you challenged?
Deviation, he hasn't mentioned anything about turtles. He's talking about boats and winds and...
I know, but he was just going to say he turned turtle in his boat. You see. So, Derek has another point with 4 seconds left, turning turtle, starting now.
And as the chairman said, I then turn turtle into the sea.
Clement Freud, why have you challenged?
Repetition, you've just said that.
Yes, I've just said that.
But I haven't.
We've had far too many turning turtles already, I think. So Clement Freud has another point, and 2 seconds left, starting now.
Come into the garden, Maud.
I would like to establish that I think Clement got that extra point very, very justifiably at the end. And he's now 3 points behind Derek, who's still in the lead. And we continue with Clement Freud, and the subject is school plays, starting now.
When I played the part of Antony, Cleopatra was performed by a boy called Pontefract Junior. And this was slightly difficult because he was in a lower form than I and had halitosis.
Amy, why have you challenged?
Hesitation.
Oh, I don't think so, Amy. No, he's going rather slowly, but he didn't actually hesitate, no. So, 46 seconds left for school plays, Clement, starting now.
And Pontefract came on...
Derek, why have you challenged?
Repetition of Pontefract.
No, yes, Pontefract Derek? Minor. This was Pontefract.
This is still...
Well, then you should have said Pontefract Senior.
It might be a different boy, but you repeated Pontefract. I'm Derek Nimmo has a point, and there are 44 seconds left for school plays starting now.
There is a play that I've always wanted to appear in, but my son appeared in it first. This is a play called The Scarlet Pimpernel, and I went to see him play Sir Percy Blakeney.
Amy McDonald.
Now, that was definitely hesitation.
Well, all right, you don't need to...
Of course it was. Absolutely right. Right.
You have a Very point, good. And you have 32 seconds left for school plays, Amy, starting now.
In my first school play, I played a bush. It was in Macbeth. And my part of the whole thing was to stand behind a bush. Oh, repetition!
Of bush.
Of bush, yes. I'd also thought being devious. If you were a bush, how could you also stand behind it? So anyway, Derek, you have 21 seconds left for school plays, starting now.
In my very first school play, I played a mushroom. And if you ever played one, you have to wear a very big straw hat. And then you're covered from head to foot in brown stockingette. Then I had on some slippers. Now, unfortunately, I came on without one of my slippers, and I got a laugh.
Clement Froy, why have you challenged?
Repetition of slippers.
Yes, there are 6 seconds left for you, Clement, on school plays starting now.
Lovely story.
And then he said,
charming.
Oh, that we now had Lightful here but story. 1/10,000 of those men in England that do no work today.
Very exciting situation. Clement Freud is creeping up fast on Derek Nimmo, who's now only 2 points behind him. Amy is only trailing a little behind that, and Kenneth is a little bit behind Amy. Kenneth, will you begin the next round? My Other Self. Can you tell us all about it in 60 seconds, starting now?
I can only assume this refers to my better self, or, as my cousins in Germany put it, mein besseres Ich. Ah, what flotations this arouses! Oh, how delighted I feel in turning, so to speak, the spot...
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
Absolute revulsion. The thought of there being another self remotely like Kenneth Williams. Deviation, repetition, if there are two, and hesitation, because it fills me with such horror.
Kenneth oh, Williams blows a... he rains upon me.
Yes, and Kenneth Williams has another point. I disagree entirely. 39 seconds left for my other self, Kenneth, starting now.
It would be said properly that it dwells, so to speak, upon an intellectual plane. A place where I...
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
A nervous thumb. I mean, I didn't mean to.
Kenneth Williams, you have another point, and there are 28 seconds left for my other self, starting now.
A level of fancy upon which I can soar to heights which know no limitations in the physical world. I can become the principal dancer in the Spectre in a Rose, have the petals falling all over...
Amy McDonald, why have you challenged?
Well, deviation, because he's talking about his other self, but if he put his mind to it, he could do it all that as himself now.
I could do the Spectre that arose. You must be mad. She'd start raving.
Or something like that.
I think it's a very clever challenge, Amy, yes. I must explain to the listeners that Ken is about to get up and... he's just given us a very good example of how he does the Spectre de la Rose. So obviously Amy must have a point. So she takes over the subject. And there are 14 seconds left, Amy, for my other self, starting now.
My other
self. Clement Freud challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
I'm only breathing.
No, it's not good enough, dear. I'm sorry. It's not good enough.
So, Clement, you take over the subject. 13 seconds for my other self, starting now.
It's an astonishing thing, but every time I look into a mirror, there it is. I lift my arm.
Derek, why have you challenged?
Well, that's not his other self. Deviation, that's his reflection.
It is a very clever challenge, I quite agree, Derek. There are 7 seconds left for my other self, starting now.
Being a schizophrenic, I must tell you about the troubles with my other self. I went to see my psychiatrist the other day.
Derek's thwarted revelation there means that he takes the extra point when the whistle went, and it also, unfortunately, is the end of this particular edition of Just a Minute. So I must give you the final score. Kenneth Williams was only just in fourth place, about 2 points behind Amy McDonald. Amy was a few points behind Clement Freud, who was in second place, but by a clear 3-point lead was this week's winner, Derek Nimmo.
do hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. And from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett. Thank you.